As you look back in your life, you look at turning points. I would imagine the turning point was when you were able to borrow money against the land, and that was a big turning point for you.
Yes. I didn't actually go in there offering that to borrow money against. The banker told me, he said, I'm not going to loan you the money unless you pledge everything you've got, because I'm not going to loan an upstart brand new drilling company any money unless they've got a dog in the race. You know, you got to pledge everything you've got. Yeah. So I pledged everything I had.
But we can put it this way. The fact that he would give you that $160,000 was a major turning point.
It was.
That really started you growing.
Absolutely. That was a turning point. Meeting Don Bodard was a turning point. My uncle, the timing of that thing coming about right at the time I got out of OU, that was a turning point. When my dad said, why don't you go ahead and take the time? I thought I was too old to go back to school. And he said, go down to OU and get that degree. I got my second degree. That was a turning point. I met some guys down there that later on, man, that I've run across, Lou Ward, Bob Hefner, people like that. I met them down there at school. Every time I went to college, I met people that I did business with later, like Boo Pickens and others. I've had a lot of turning points. I've been so lucky all my life, really lucky. I mean, who would have thought they'd drop the bomb right before I had to go to Korea? Who would have thought that all the guys would leave my army outfit right before I went to Korea? And all those turning points, I've been very, very lucky.
But every opportunity that was presented to you, you accepted that opportunity and you excelled at it. And
you got to be able to recognize your opportunities or what you perceive as an opportunity.
Now you're sitting at 90. How are you different from, say, maybe when you were 50 years old even?
I can't ride my motorcycle as well. I can't ride my bicycle as well. I certainly can't walk as far.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Thinking-wise and how you approach business and so forth. You think you're different today than you were?
It drives me crazy. I don't see enough business opportunities that I want to get in. I'm looking for business opportunities every day. I love making deals and doing things. I really do.
If you can,
I also like helping people and charities. I like to help my family more than probably most anything.
Yeah. Young people, listen to this. What advice do you give to young people, A, who want to have their own business or start up a business? What advice would you give to them?
First of all, learn how to learn. There's learning, and then there's really learning to keep the knowledge. You have to train your brain to do that. You know, you go to class or something and you go in there and you remember enough of it to pass the test, and then boom, you move on to the next thing and forget all that old stuff. I don't know how you do it, but I had a turning point in my life when I really started retention. Like I say, I had to learn how to learn. I don't know what it is exactly, but you'll know when you get there. I desire, and I was trained with a good work ethic. My dad had roused me out of bed early, and he one kind, get your tail out of bed and get out there and milk those cows. One time, Bull got him down in the barn and worked him over pretty good, and he broke his hip and some things, and he was down for quite a while. And boy, that's when I was getting up early and milking the cows, doing all that stuff where I had to go to school, and then I had to work when I got out of school, and I was a busy guy. So I've been pretty busy all my life. I like to stay busy.
I admire you. You were having a problem with calculus, and then you took that correspondence course.
I realized finally why I didn't do well the first time I took calculus. I just didn't pay attention. I thought, okay, that's a lesson today. I won't need to know that. That's okay. And I found that there are many, many things you learn in life that you have to learn a step at a time. You can't just go to the end and learn it all at once, because you have to learn how it all goes together. It's building blocks. You got to learn how to stack the first two blocks together.
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gosh, maybe not remembered. I don't know. It's just a guy that had a wonderful life and a wonderful family, had a lot of good luck, and was able to make it possible for a lot of other families to make a living and do well, and create a company and environment where these families can enjoy work. I always hated jobs that I didn't like. That's stupid to say you hated a job you didn't like. It's pretty obvious. But I had some jobs I really liked and I really liked doing. And I really, really liked starting unit and doing all that. I loved the challenge, although it was scary and it was challenging and it was risky. I loved it. I loved taking that risk and everything. And I love the fact that other people could join me, do well financially, and feel good about it. Love coming to work like I did.
Yeah. And you sit here with a stellar reputation. There's no scandal of nothing in your business or anything, and you have a great reputation in our town, in our country, as a matter of fact.
Well, I thank you for that. I've tried to stay out of jail. Yes, sir.
Well, I want to thank you for this time, King. Well, it was my pleasure. We spent more time together than we've known each other.
Yes.
And it was fun to do this. Thank you for doing it.
John, you're a famous celebrity yourself, and it's a pleasure to be able to sit here and talk to you, sir.
Thank you.